Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Known that Ryan Duran, born in the northern Richland County village of Cazenovia, can you name another native son of Cazenovia whose name is occasionally mentioned during Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts? All right, good old karaoke song here. Settle down, Mr. Thief.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but
WRCO-FM in Richland Center, available on WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app. We're at 27 degrees. It is well known that former Major League Baseball player Ryan Duran was born in the northern Richland County village of Cazenovia. Can you name another native son of Cazenovia whose name is occasionally mentioned during Milwaukee Brewer radio broadcasts? Yes, indeed. Good memories. I met Ryan Duran a few times. I used to see him in Cazenovia at Caz Reds games. And what a great guy. And always impressed me how big that guy's hands were. If he shook your hand, you knew it. Oh, yes. Henry Bray's walk-up song. New Year's Eve 2024.
Girl, you're getting that look in your eyes, and it's starting to worry me. I ain't ready for no family ties. Nobody's gonna hurry me.
Just keep it friendly, girl, 'cause I don't wanna leave. Don't start clinging to me, girl, 'cause I can't breathe. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. 'Cause I'll just use you, then I'll set you. Girl, you're a hot-blooded woman, child, and it's warm where you're touching me. But I can tell by your trembling smile, you're seeing way too much in me. Your life get tangled up with mine, 'cause I'll just leave you. I can't take no clinging vine. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. 'Cause I'll just use you, then I'll set you free.
Eastern seaboard, I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead with all right, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. But it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is the checking on down the line. Well, I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and that smoke's a-blowing black as coal. My hometown's a-coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Quite Classic Country Dave Dudley on Triviathon 2024. Getting you updated kind of on how the points work. If five or less teams get it correct, it's a 50-pointer. Also, 6 to 10 teams, it's a 40-pointer. 11 to 16 teams, a 30-pointer. 17 to 21 teams, it's a 20-pointer. And then 22 and beyond, it is a 10-pointer. And that brings us to the point total for question number 6. That was the Quincy Jones question. And, Bo, that was a good one for the teams, wasn't it?
That one was. Actually, that one, every team got right.
So, wow. All right.
Yeah. Hey, it's good to know everybody's still playing. Everybody comes away with a 10-pointer on that one. So, yeah, it's good to see. Good to see. A nice one like that after a couple of really tougher ones kind of gets everybody back into the swing of things.
Gives them a participation medal there.
Yeah.
Participation. There you go.
Yeah.
Something like that.
What you said. Easier said.
Yeah. Been getting into Joanne's, what are those, corn chips or something like that?
Those weren't corn chips.
Weren't they? Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
Got all kinds of snacks in here tonight. Let's see. We're down to the final moments of this one on WRCO Radio, and I think we're going to... All right, yeah, okay, all right. If you're on the phone with us as the bell rings, you're good to go. In fact, Chris and Joanne are still taking the final answers on question number 7 as Chris wraps up. All right. Well known that former Major League Baseball player Ryan Duren was born in the northern Richland County village of Kaz. Can you name the other native son of Cazenovia whose name is occasionally mentioned during Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts? That would be George Webb. If you're listening to Milwaukee Brewers games, you might hear about the Webb Burger Run. When the Brewers score 5 or more runs, it's 5 burgers for $5 at George Webb restaurants. Well, there really was a George Webb who operated a chain of hamburger restaurants in Milwaukee. Did you know he was born in Cazenovia? Let's move on to question number 8. Who am I? Oh, I suppose I better get this this cut ready, right? The who am I question. Way to plan ahead, Phil. But it's one of those special ones that we have for you tonight. Who am I question. Can you identify who is speaking in this clip from the WRCO Archives of Celebrity Interviews? Listen carefully.
I would like to have had an affair with Elvis, but I loved his wife, and she was going to have a baby. And, you know, you just don't do things like that.
It seemed on screen you two would have made a good couple, I guess. That's why a lot of people probably said that.
Oh, I don't know. I guess, it was probably cute, the really tall guy and the little midgety girl, I guess.
Okay, identify that celebrity by that interview from WRCO Radio. Good luck, Triviathons, as you ring in 647-2111. classic Foreigner from Foreigner 4. Kind of tunes we play on Saturday nights during Those Were the Days on WRCO Radio. Again, can you identify who is speaking in this clip from the WRCO Archives of Celebrity Interviews? Yes, my voice appears in there, but Phil Nee would not be accepted, so listen carefully.
I would like to have had an affair with Elvis, but I loved his wife, and she was going to have a baby, and, you just don't do things like that.
It seemed on screen you two would have made a good couple, I guess. That's why a lot of people probably said that.
Oh, I don't know. I guess, it was probably cute, the really tall guy and the little midgety girl, I guess.
All right. Some movie music right now on Triviathon 2024. Turn it up. AC/DC fading out. The waiting moments of question number 8. We'll be back with the answer in just a moment.
Dreaming of owning a home in a rural or suburban area? A USDA loan could make it happen with no down payment required. Backed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA loans offer affordable financing with low interest rates to help families buy homes in eligible areas. You don't need perfect credit or a big savings account, just the desire to make your dream home a reality. Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 738-8765 to see if you qualify. Let's turn your dream into an address. The Schultz Mortgage Team.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
All right, phones down on the current question. Question number 8. Bo, what was question number 7? What was the point total on the George Webb one?
The George Webb one was the first one, Phil, that really stumped our listeners. Only 2 teams got that right. So that was a 50-point question. That one's helped a few teams jump out. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the teams are looking, still it's pretty close for a lot of them, but the top, I'd say 4 are pretty high up there.
Okay, we'll give you that point total and the standings in just a little bit for a Triviathon, but hang in there. I know there's some tough ones, but it's also a way to come back if you're one of the few that get it right. You got a shot at maybe coming from behind and getting back in the lead. So, question number 8. Phones down on that. The Celebrity Interview Archives goes back a few years to an interview with Nancy Sinatra, who was in movies with Elvis, a couple of movies, and was friends with Elvis and Priscilla and the gang. So, again, Nancy Sinatra, the correct answer for number 8, or Sinatra. Question number 9. Things ringing all over here tonight. Question number 9. According to the book Killing Reagan, when President Reagan was shot in 1981, who announced that they were assuming power while Reagan was incapacitated? According to the book Killing Reagan, when President Reagan was shot in 1981, who announced that they were assuming power while Reagan was incapacitated? Good luck, Triviathon team. Elvis Presley, a hunka hunka, burning love. Question number 9. According to the book Killing Reagan, when President Reagan was shot in 1981, who announced that they were assuming power while Reagan was incapacitated? We're going to give a shout-out to everybody listening. We've got some listeners that are just checking in and playing along at home. That's fine as well. Want to give mention to a few of our contributors as well. They've helped out with a few questions. The George Webb question actually originated from a morning show starring Jeff Even of Casanova, who mentioned that fact. So little things like that we save in our repertoire through the year and bring them back for Triviathon.
Oh, the shark bait has such teeth there, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's old Maggie Heath, babe? So there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Got someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you ten, old Mackie's back in town. Now you hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie, he's been just like a snare. Could it be our boy's done something rash?
Bobby Darin on Triviathon 2024 as you ponder on question number 9. We're rolling them out. We're here until the midnight hour. We'll count it down officially for the new year of 2025 as you gather about the radio a little bit later on. Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
If you have any stumps that need taking care of, give Titus Osborne a call today for a free estimate. Get that stump ground out before the end of the year. Titus has been grinding and removing stumps for over 7 years and is insured and ready to get to work for you. Your tree removal project shouldn't leave you stumped. Customer satisfaction is priority one. For fast, reliable, no-hassle service, call Titus Osborne at 604-7757, 608-604-7757 for all your stump removal needs.
27 degrees at WRCO Radio as we wind down on question number 9. Let's look back, first of all, to question number 8. And it looks like that one was a fairly good score as well, Bo, as we add up the totals and summaries.
Question 8 was definitely, give me one sec, I'm pulling up my numbers here. Question 8 is a 40-pointer, as only a handful of teams got that one right. It was Nancy Sinatra. That's what we were looking for. So only a handful of those teams got it. So with that, through the first 8... taking a look at the scores, in first place right now, there are 3 teams at 150, and that is Just the Facts, Bruh, Barnyard Scholars, and Triple Threat. After that, we have Sour Gummy Worms at 130. At 110, we have the Ubiquitous Wayfarers, Sorgy Sippers at 80, also at 80, Still Guessing, Rapture Ready, and Reindeer Lips. At 70, we have Bronx Bombers, Sagacious Souls, Smells Like Team Spirit, Not a Clue, Three Stooges, Hairball, Tri-County Scholars, Party of 10, The Boondock Trivia Brigade, The ID 10TS. At 40, we have the Red Hot Trivia Peppers, Lazy Kids Patch, The Nobody Knows Team, Fairground Friends, Not Great Expectations, The Warehouse Bees, and Whiskery Mix. At 30, we have the Monona Minions, and at 10, we have the one team, Henry Winkleman, and the Fish Fevers. Or Babe Winkleman.
Babe Winkleman. There you go. Yeah. There you go. I know. I recognize that name. All right. That's through 8. Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's put the phones down on question number 9. According to the book Killing Reagan, when President Reagan was shot, the person that came in and said, "I'm in control, I'm assuming power," was actually Alexander Haig, who was the president, secretary of state, wasn't he? And he was actually 4th in line, so he didn't have civics class where he learned about succession there. Anyway, that was question number 9. Number 10, let's get at it. Early on in their storied history, green and gold became the Packers team colors based on Notre Dame. Which individual is credited with selecting those colors? Early on in their storied history, green and gold became the Packers team colors based on Notre Dame. Which individual is credited with selecting those colors?
Even your year, but
Kabau in the fountain right there. The Rembrandts on WRCO Triviathon 2024. Question number 10. Early on in their storied history, green and gold became the Packers team colors based on Notre Dame. Which individual is credited with selecting those colors? Triviathon teams. At least until midnight. That's a curfew for most of us, and most of us have to get back home, and some cases get back to the jail around that Huber thing. But anyway, Community Players Trivia Night with Dave Tim will return Saturday, January 25th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The cost will be $30 for a team of up to six people. Registration will be at the door beginning at 6:15, and the competition will start at 7. The grand prize will be championship hats for the winners. Second prizes will include free tickets to the Community Players Summer Show. Multiple questions in several categories are planned. The use of cell phones or other resources will be strictly forbidden. There will be door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, silent auction as well. All proceeds helping to fund future productions by the Community Players of Southwestern Wisconsin. So start lining up your team for a night of fun. Again, Community Players Trivia Night with Dave Tim, Saturday, January 25th at the Phoenix Center. Mark that on your calendar. calendar. And for more information, call or text 608-647-0124.
Do you take pride in performing routine maintenance and repairs? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort have an exciting opportunity for you. They're hiring for a full-time maintenance position, 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. Join the team and help keep the magic alive at the House on the Rock. To apply, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Don't miss out on a chance to be a part of something extraordinary.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center. All right. Let's say phones down on question number 10. The green and gold becoming the Packer team colors based on Notre Dame. Which individual is credited with selecting those colors? Well, our answer, it was Curly Lambeau. Curly Lambeau, who actually was a Notre Dame alumnus and brought those colors with him way back in the early days of the Packers. We had some guesses for some coaches more recently, but this was the original colors of the Packers brought over from Notre Dame by Curly Lambeau. There you go. Question number 11. Are we doing all right there? How you doing there, Simo? Are we doing all right?
I'm doing well, Philip. How are you doing?
You're holding up well. All right.
Yes.
Is it more fun to be playing or more fun to be answering the phone?
You know, it's a little bit of both. A little bit of both. I miss playing, but then again, I heard you just do the bit with the community players. So I'll have to see if I can get on a team for that. So
yeah. I'm sure you'd be a ringer in that one.
I would like to think of myself as an asset. Yes.
An asset. Okay. Sounds good. Question number 11. What do these have in common? Wyoming, Memphis, New Orleans, Bob Dylan. What do those have in common? Wyoming, Memphis, New Orleans, Bob Dylan.
Celebrate, it's all right. We
Thank you for tuning in to our New Year's program, wherever you are. We've got folks checking in from all over, not only the country, the state, I should say, Southwest Wisconsin and beyond. We're out past Boaz tonight. We're doing well. All right, here we go. What do these have in common? Wyoming, Memphis, New Orleans, Bob Dylan. Yeah, our phone answers are very, very busy all of a sudden on this one. People getting a light bulb on, hopefully. Celebration continues. Count it out. That's Rare Earth, and I just want to celebrate another day of living. That should be our motto as we make our New Year's revolutions, right? All right, we're going to be back to put the wraps on this one in just a little bit, so get those final phone calls in for question 11.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
Networking for your business or home computer is a must. Put your trust in the locally owned and staffed Computer Doctors. They'll build a computer you want, whether it's for online gaming, business applications, or endless hours of surfing, all at a price you can afford. Computer Doctors keeps you connected with the latest advances in today's fast-paced world, giving you peace of mind with a safe, reliable computer. Visit Computer Doctors at 122 West Court Street, downtown Richland Center, or call 647-5986.
The year of 2024 was a very memorable year. Join WRCO News Director Joanne Krulatz for a look back at the stories of the year. The WRCO Year-End Review can be heard New Year's Day, starting at 9 a.m. and Saturday morning, January 4th at 10. The Year-End Review is sponsored by Osborne Stump Removal, the House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, USA Mortgage, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Larson Collision and Paint, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Computer Doctors, and Cardinal Glass CG, wishing you the best in the new year. Welcome back to Triviathon. Let's ring the bell on question number 11. What do these have in common? Wyoming, Memphis, New Orleans, Bob Dylan. The correct answer, Highway 61, or the famous album by Bob Dylan, Highway 61 Revisited. Wyoming is Wyoming, Minnesota. That might have thrown some teams off, but that Highway 61 runs in that stretch from Wyoming, Minnesota through Memphis down to New Orleans. And Bob Dylan named an album after that, of course, born in Minnesota. And the new biopic for Bob Dylan is out and doing pretty well in the theaters these days. All right, question number 12. Who was the first NBA basketball player from the Milwaukee franchise to earn Rookie of the Year honors? Once again, who was the first NBA basketball player from the Milwaukee franchise to earn Rookie of the Year honors? All right. Good luck, Triviathon teams. By the way, and a side note, question number 10, where we have the answer for Curly Lambeau, that question is still under review. We're going to our judges in New York on that one. We'll get back to you.
John is in the basement, mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement, thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, batch out, laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get a paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. A man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10. Maggie calls Fleetfoot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, puts plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says the man, he say they must bust an early man. Orders from the DA, look out, kid, don't matter what you did. But walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose. Keep a clean nose, wash your plain clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Get sick, get well, hang around the inkwell, hang bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get bought, get back, ride frail, get jail, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging around the theaters, girl by the whirlpools, looking for a new fool, don't follow leaders, or watch your parking meters. Get born, keep warm, short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed. Try to be success, please her, please him. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't live. 20 years of schooling and it put you on a day shift. Look out, kid, they keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals, try to avoid the scandals. Don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work cause the vandals took the handle.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine.
couple of Bob Dylan songs in a row there. The Byrds took that one to number one, Mr. Tambourine Man. Question number 12, who was the first NBA basketball player from the Milwaukee franchise to earn Rookie of the Year honors? That's question number 12. We'll let you know. We're going to put the phones on that one. You've got a lot of time yet on that one. Well, let's go back again. We mentioned that the Curly Lambeau question, question 10, was under review. And Mr. Theed, Ken Theed, joins us in the studio now. And looking at that, it looks like we may have to back down and accept
not another. Even back down. We're going to take both answers. We're going to take both answers simply because if we were a little bit more thorough with our question, then it would have been definitive. But we're going to take it as is with both answers, Lambeau and Ronzani, and we'll have a update on the scoring for that one.
Okay.
And yeah. thank Bull for his diligent work.
Yeah, he's been working. Again, teams have been texting on that one, which I appreciate. 608-647-4155, the text line, if you want to get through to us tonight. And that frees up the line where phones are trying, or people are trying to answer the phones. So make sure you do that. But again, that does change the point total for that question, doesn't it, Bull?
It does. As we look at question 9, the one before that one was a 10-point one. Pretty much all of the teams got that one. Question 10 goes from a 50-point to a 10-point answer. So that definitely changes things up a little bit. Just a reminder to everybody playing, you know, let's have fun tonight. Some things happen, you know, and we're, you know, fallible just like everybody else. But, you know, we'll get that righted and get things sorted out.
Yeah, Curly Lambeau and Rosani, the coach from the 50s, we would accept that as well for our number 10. And again, number 11, I don't know if we have a point total on that one yet. I think Bo's
number 11, that one's a